Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Five more Wyoming residents have died from COVID-19, including a woman and two older adult men from Laramie County. The Wyoming Department of Health confirmed Tuesday. The newly confirmed deaths also involved a man and older adult woman from Teton County. The agency says the woman had health conditions known to put individuals at higher risk of severe illness, and the Laramie County woman was the only one who was not hospitalized. Among Wyoming residents, there now have been 725 coronavirus-related deaths, 51,218 lab-confirmed cases, and over 9,500 probable cases reported since the pandemic began. Over 60,000 Wyomingites have recovered from COVID-19. Governor Mark Gordon announced Tuesday that up to $12 million of Wyoming's currently remaining $67 million of CARES Act money will be put toward oil and gas projects through the Energy Rebound Program. The Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will accept applications for funding from June 15th through the 25th. The program, which was created in November of last year, is geared toward boosting the state's struggling oil and gas industry as it recovers from the recent economic collapse of energy markets. Specifically, the relief will go toward drilled but uncompleted oil and gas wells, wells that were unable to be recompleted, and plugging and abandonment projects that couldn't be finished due to the pandemic. The program is aimed at creating energy jobs and economic stimulus in the state, in part by using federal money as an incentive to kickstart their efforts in Wyoming as opposed to outside of the state.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
Buffalo resident Clyde Schnell will pay more than $6,000 in fines and restitution and lose his hunting privileges for 2 years for killing a mule deer buck without a license in 2017. The case originated from a search of a cell phone seized by the Johnson County Sheriff's Office on a criminal case unrelated to the poaching. Evidence of the poaching was discovered and provided to Buffalo game warden Jim Seaman. The evidence showed that Schnell killed a mule deer buck on October 11, 2017 at 12:58 p.m. He then purchased a deer license in Buffalo at approximately 1:40 p.m. The deer head was eventually mounted by a taxidermist and was seized as evidence from Schnell's home in the summer of 2020. In addition to the 2017 deer, Schnell was charged for killing a mule deer buck in 2019. That was also taken without a license. That offense was also discovered from evidence on the phone. As part of a plea agreement, the 2019 case was dismissed and no further action on that case will take place. After a four-day trial and just 2 hours of jury deliberation, Christopher Tarpey was found guilty of first-degree sexual assault for raping a 24-year-old Jackson woman in July of 2020, 2 months after she moved to town. The case was tried in 9th Judicial District Court in Jackson by a 12-person jury. Few sexual assault cases in Jackson make it through to trial, but due to the first-degree charge and strength of the evidence, the state did not offer the defendant a plea deal and moved forward with the criminal trial. During the testimony, listeners heard graphic accounts and had a taste of the resort town's party culture. Text messages found on Tarpey's phone were the state's strongest evidence and, along with the victim's testimony, were enough to convince the jury, despite the assertion from Tarpey that the encounter was consensual. He had pled not guilty to the charges and expressed shock when he heard the jury foreman read the guilty verdict. He was put in handcuffs by a sheriff's deputy and remanded to custody in the Teton County Jail. His sentence will be set by Judge Timothy Day at a later date following a months-long pre-sentence investigation report. First-degree sexual assault carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.